day we've witnessed something wonderful, haven't we? It was great to hear them all speak so well and to watch them get baptized, and they all came back up, which is a relief. But at one level, it's quite strange, isn't it? Three people, one teenager, one man, one woman, walk fully clothed into a tank of water and then be lowered underneath. They trusted me and Mark to bring them back up. But the reason they're doing this at all is that they're trusting Jesus to be their saviour. So this today, as I said, doesn't save them. This today doesn't do anything to make them a Christian or even a part of the church, but it does show us all that they're trusting Jesus. They have all seen me do this before at least once. They knew they were going to be okay. They knew I would lift them back up. But more importantly, they have seen that Jesus is trustworthy. They have seen others not just get baptized, but others trust the Lord with their lives. Not just this, but everything, kind of Monday through Friday, the weekend, trust Jesus with everything. They have seen family and friends trust Jesus and live in the blessing of that, trusting God for themselves, and they want you to know it. They want you to know that they have seen and found God to be trustworthy in the lives of other people, and more importantly for them today, in their life too. We're going to read a passage in the Bible, and it's found in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, verse 19 to 34. You can follow along or you can just listen. It tells the story of two men called Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas have been out, and they're standing up for a woman who is being taken advantage of. And this is what it says in verse 19. It says, the crowds grabbed Paul and Silas, and they dragged them off to court. They told the officials, "These Jews are upsetting our city. They're telling us to do things that we Romans are not allowed to do." The crowd joined in the attack on Paul and Silas. Then the officials tore the clothes off the two men and ordered them to be beaten with the whip. After they had been badly beaten, they were put in jail, and the jailer was told to guard them carefully. The jailer did as he was told. He put them deep inside the jail and chained their feet to heavy blocks of wood. About midnight, Paul and Silas were singing praises to God. And while the other prisoners listened, and suddenly a strong earthquake shook the jail to its foundations. The doors opened and the chains fell off from all of the prisoners. When the jailer woke up and saw the doors that were open, he thought the prisoners had escaped. He pulled out his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. No one has escaped." The jailer asked for a torch and went into the jail, shaking all over as he knelt down in front of Paul and Silas. And after he had led them out of the jail, he asked, "What must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Have faith in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. This is also true for everyone who lives in your home." And then Paul and Silas told him and everyone else in his house about the Lord. And while it was still night, the jailer took them to a place where he could wash their cuts and their bruises. And then he and everyone in his home were baptized. They were very glad they'd put their faith in God. And after this, the jailer took Paul and Silas to his home and he gave them something to eat. Paul and Silas were publicly humiliated. They were stripped and beaten because of their faith and because they wouldn't let a young woman be exploited. They stood up for what was right, and they paid with a very heavy price. For after they were beaten, they were put in jail and chained to heavy blocks. The crowds were not sure about them, and so they looked down on them and they punished them. And then we read something in verse 25 that in human logic doesn't make any sense at all, because it says they were in jail, in effect, for doing the right thing, having been stripped and beaten. But it says they started to pray. And they started to sing, and they were not shy about it. They were loud. They wanted to be noticed. They wanted everyone to hear and everyone to see what they were doing, everyone to notice who they were singing to and what they were saying. They wanted to be noticed. Here are two guys who are in prison, having been stripped and beaten, all because they stood up for a lady being mistreated and exploited. They had every reason to want to hide, every reason to reject God. Why am I here, God? I was just doing the right thing, but look at me now. But they didn't do that. They had every reason to want to have nothing to do with God at all. We could forgive them, perhaps, for feeling forgotten in that moment. It had all gone so horribly wrong. But not them. They're singing and they're praising God in full volume. They're giving it plenty. They're giving it loud. They want to show God that they think he is amazing. They want everyone in the vicinity of that jail to know just how they feel, that they love God, that they think he's amazing. They're singing praise and glory to him. If you are visiting us today, it's highly likely it's because Frank or Les or Jules have invited you. They wanted you to see and they wanted you to hear that they are not just trusting me to lift them out of the water, but trusting Jesus to be their Lord and their Saviour. In a world that has largely rejected God, in a culture that often looks down on Christians, they want you to know that they are not feeling forgotten, but they want you to know that they feel loved. They're not hiding. They are unashamed. They're not embarrassed, but they are overjoyed that Jesus Christ is their Saviour. Today, you have heard them sing. You have heard them speak. You have seen them get baptised. They want God to know that they think he is amazing. They want God to know that they think he is wonderful. They want God to know that they think he is altogether worthy. And they want you to know that they think it. They want you to know that they are trusting Jesus. Not so much about trusting me and Mark to lift them up, but trusting God to be their Lord and their Saviour. Their trust for Paul and Silas in the jail that night was met with a dramatic move of God. There was an earthquake. Not an earthquake that caused a loss of life, but an earthquake that freed them from their chains. Trusting in God meant that they were free. Physically free from jail. But that's perhaps a metaphor for us, isn't it? Thankfully, none of us are in jail. But God wants to set us free. Not from chains that are chained to big blocks of wood, but chains from our past, chains from our sin, our guilt and our shame. God wants to set us free. The jailer panicked, we read in verse 27. He panicked. He had fear that everyone had left and everyone had escaped from the jail, but no one had run. Paul and Silas said to them, look, we're all here. No one's run. No one's escaped. We're all here. We're all here. Frank and Les and Jules, we are all here for you. The church is going to be praying for you, and they have been praying for you. We're not going anywhere. We are in this together. Often we talk about church being like a family of brothers and sisters together with God. We are in this together. The jailer, after seeing what had happened, the imprisonment, the singing and the praying in the face of adversity, the earthquake, the fact that no one had run away, he cried out himself, what must I do to be saved? If your trust and your hope is in God after what you have been through, and I have now seen God move, I have now seen God free you from your chains, and none of you have ran, all of you have stayed, what must I do to be saved? Verse 31, have faith in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. This is also true for everyone who lives in your home. It is as simple as that. As simple as that. They saw the faith of others and they saw the freedom that God gives, and then they put their own trust in him and they were all saved. Verse 34 tells us that they were glad. They were overjoyed that they had put their hope in the Lord. We've heard today, haven't we, from three different, very different people, very different stages of their life. Talk about the joy and the confidence and the hope that they have found in God, having put their trust and their hope in him. We've been singing about it, singing about the living hope that we have in Jesus. They were overjoyed that their hope was in the Lord. It's not that the jailer getting saved instantly saved all of his family, but that everyone was able to hear the grace on offer and everyone was able to be saved by it. if today you have heard and watched and seen and thought, well, that's wonderful for them, but it's not for me. Well, sadly, you are mistaken. For God's grace is for everyone. God's freedom is for everyone. We can all, each of us, every single individual in the room, be saved by the same grace that has taken hold of Frank, for Les, and for Jules. Your family or your friends being saved does not save you, but the message that has saved them, the gospel that has saved them, the one that has saved them, who is Jesus, can also save you. Today, we have all seen and heard of the faith of others. We've heard about the freedom that God gives. So are you going to put your own trust in Jesus? Jules talked about, well, I've all kind of always believed in God. I always knew about God. But more recently, knowing the Holy Spirit calling her and put her trust and her hope in Jesus. Are you going to put your trust, your own life in the hands of Jesus? Are you going to know a new found, somebody at the door? Are you going to know a newfound freedom in Jesus? Their chains fell off. In that one moment, God moved. Are you going to know the move of God in your heart and your life and be freed from the chains of sin, your past, your bad habits, the guilt and shame? That we all know what that feels like. The things that keep you awake at night, we can be free of those things. Are you going to now yourself know that deep joy of knowing your sins are forgiven? The jailer and his family felt it that night. Paul and Silas had felt it years before. And you can know it today. I'm going to pray, and we're going to sing again in a moment or two, but I'm going to pray, and you can pray along with me if you wish. Dear God, I have a ton of questions. There's a lot that I don't know, and even more that I don't understand. But please, will you forgive me? Please save me. Please set me free. I'm putting all of my trust in you to be my Lord and my Savior. Help me, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Putting our trust and our hope in Jesus isn't a magic formula. There's not a particular set of words that we read in the Bible, but it's an expression of our heart to God. My trust is in your hands. Please will you forgive me. Please will you take my chains away. Set me free and give me hope for today and tomorrow. We've heard today about the Holy Spirit. God gives Christians the Holy Spirit to help us, because life can be hard at times, can't it? Jules prayed about, talked before about wanting to know that help to follow God every day. How do we get that help? Through the Holy Spirit. And so I pray today that you would know the power and the freedom of God and the help of the Holy Spirit to follow Jesus from this day forward.